hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of stuff in the news. Obviously, this tsunami just happened there in Japan yesterday. Big news. And we've been checking in through Facebook and the internet and checking in with some of our dive operator friends to try to get a lowdown on how things have been affected. Of course, we don't have a lot of contacts in Japan itself, but Hawaii, California, getting some reports, preliminary reports from some of our dive friends there. They seem to have weathered it okay. Same goes for areas like Fiji and things like that, that they had to take some precautions, but so far so good. And our hearts and prayers goes out to the people that have been affected more seriously. And of course, we'll have to give that another week or so before we get the total lowdown. But preliminary reports for California, Hawaii, and our friends in Fiji is that they had a bit of a scare, but no major damage. They should keep at least some of our favorite dive sites from being able to go visit and enjoy those underwater attractions. So we'll leave it at that for now. Now, on today's show, however, we have a lot of things to cover and some really cool interviews coming up today. It's jam-packed, actually. Treasure hunting, our buddy Carl Fismer going to come on and give us a little update on some of his latest adventures. He's been scoring some pretty cool stuff from some of the emails I've been getting from him lately. Also, I talked about this actually last week on the show, that movie Sanctum, James Cameron's Sanctum, about the cave
Sanctum,
divers.
Sanctum, near rectum.
Hey, now, quit it. Bill, the producer, with us. Did you ever see the movie, Bill?
No.
Okay. See, I saw it last week because I'm a big James Cameron fan. And, it kind of got panned quite a bit in the movie reviews. And I would probably say that if you're not into diving, it might be a little less exciting. But if you are into diving, I found it to be kind of cool how true.
If you don't have a minimum of 3 James Cameron fantasies a day, you're probably not going to be too impressed with this film.
No, that's not true. That's not true. If you are a certified diver, I think you will appreciate some of the, true references they have to talking about decompression sickness and things like this. I was actually kind of surprised how detailed they got in a movie of this caliber, because usually they'd skip over all the stuff about, the bends and actually going into some of the theory and all that kind of stuff. And they actually did touch on it a little bit during the film. And I kind of appreciated it. And I didn't find anything that I thought was outrageously wrong by any stretch. I thought they had the basic diving elements correct. And, the thing was, though, I'm
in the minority?
Well, I don't know if I'm in the minority, but
yes,
I definitely...
Yes, you are in the minority.
You think? Why, have you heard other people saying they didn't like it from a diving perspective?
Oh, no, not from a diving perspective, from a...
overall.
Why are we paying $10.75 to see this hunk of trash?
Well, no, it was in 3D. That's why. It was in 3D. I saw 3D IMAX, even. So I like
it. You get those glasses on so you don't get your eyes poked out.
Yeah, but it was your typical adventure kind of movie and loosely based on a real life adventure. Well, there is somebody who's not happy about it. And evidently, she is the wife of one of the people who, from the real story that this was loosely based on, And I guess he didn't die during the expedition, but later on he passed on to another cave diving accident, I guess. But she's not real happy with the portrayal of the events that occurred in the movie Sanctum. She didn't think it was accurate, and she thought it portrayed cave divers poorly. And so we're going to talk to her today, find out what's her beef, because I didn't see that. But I'm interested to hear what her thoughts on it are, and maybe she'll point it out. And she's a hardcore diver, a cave diver herself. I think she has some records under her own belt and has quite the background in cave diving. So that's coming up on today's show. Also, a new app for your iPhone or iTouch or iPad with a little diving twist to it. We got that to cover today as well. Now, and on top of everything else, I got to pass along some news to you. We've been talking about Mermaid Tony here last few weeks because she's been doing a lot of cool little projects down in the Florida Keys on top of being one of our star mermaids here for Scuba Radio. Well, she just finished up shooting episode for the Travel Channel. I don't know how much I'm allowed to give as far as all the information. So I'm just going to pretty much spill all the beans because she's not with us right now. She's still working on this project. But basically, she has been filmed. That couple in Australia, that where the guy, they went on their honeymoon in Australia, and the guy took his wife diving and basically offed her underwater. He tried to play it off as a dive accident, and then he got caught, and they turned around and said, "No, you killed her." And you've seen this story. As a matter of fact, it was featured on Dateline NBC again last night. They ran a repeat of the story of this couple in Australia. Well, Tony, Mermaid Tony, was down in the Keys filming a new version of that recreation of the accident. So she plays the dead wife.
Yes.
And they, you know, she went underwater and they had a struggling scene, the whole thing. And it was, I've seen clips of it. It's been up on the Facebook and all the things. Some still shots of what they've done. And I've gotten word. I've seen some pictures. And I got to tell you.
Oh, I've seen some pictures.
Tony looks dead. Have you seen these? Say there's blood dripping from her mouth. I mean, they went all out. This is hardcore stuff. But
it wasn't just chewed up cashews?
No, it wasn't. This was like a little bit beyond just puking on film, which I've done.
Yes. And clearly requires absolutely no skill whatsoever.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. It was an Oscar-winning performance if I would have been nominated, I think. I'm saying. Because I did it, and you know that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Understandable.
But anyway, it was impressive, and there's some other developments that may come from this shoot that she's on right now. So if we're lucky, we may hear from her today. But she was recruited by the team again to work again today, and she wasn't supposed to. She was supposed to be finished up yesterday, but she did so well, they want to kill her again on film today.
Is that a sign of doing well?
It's Hollywood, man.
Hollywood.
Yeah. So there's a little update on Tony. If we hear from her today, if she finishes up, we will. If not, we'll get the lowdown next week. But it's pretty cool stuff, and I'm sure she'll be blogging about it there at scubaradio.com. Now, also, next week we're going to be in the studio, and then 2 weeks from today we'll be at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. After that, believe it or not, it will be the first of April Fool's Day, which also happens to coincide with our anniversary.
Coincidence? I think not.
No, April Fool's Day is our anniversary here at Scuba Radio. We will be turning 14. And on the
line, starting to be a little bit of a problem.
Is Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry, has been nice enough to orchestrate a little event that we can pretty much share with the world right now. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great, but I tell you what, that's some pretty poor casting on the deal with Tony. I mean, anybody that's seen Tony, if you were the husband, would you kill Tony? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, they recruited her boyfriend to do the duty. And so her boyfriend plays the guy who offs her. So, you know, I don't know if it was much of a stretch, I'm guessing.
Well, there you go.
no wives on dives kind of thing.
They're probably
tapping into that motivation to pull off this scene. But yeah, let's talk about the anniversary party we got planned for Bimini, Neil. This is going to be huge, isn't it?
It is going to be huge. I'm thinking, what can I do for Scuba Radio and Greg for the 14th anniversary? Because I've celebrated about every one of them. I think,
yes,
starting with Ocean Fest. One.
It's not a party without
me. I've decided to do the Dive with a Legend, Scuba Radio, and the Mermaids in Bimini the weekend of April Fool's.
Yes. So it'll be our 14th year on the air. We will broadcast live from the Big Game Club, the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, and new Neil Watson Undersea Adventures Dive Resort there on Saturday. We've got diving, all kinds of stuff. You know, matter of fact, you know, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the specifics that's going to be going on this weekend. You're going to want to join us for this because I've just scratched the surface. And, you know, yeah, it might cause an infection, but we got an ointment for it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy, made sure that I bought a waterproof watch, that's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down. All the
Treasure Hunter Carl Fismer going to join us in just a bit. However, we have Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry right now, to talk about our 14-year anniversary in Bimini. Now, let's go over some of the package details of this thing. We're going over on Friday, coming back on Sunday, so it's a relatively short trip.
Well, Saturday, either Sunday or Monday. You can do a 3-day, 2-night or a 4-day, 3-night, either one. We're leaving out of Fort Lauderdale on Friday on a charter flight in the early afternoon. We're Friday, get into the island Friday, get checked in. Friday night, we're going to go out on a little sunset booze cruise and a night glass bottom reef trip.
Nice.
Little music and beverages. And then Saturday, we'll do like a 2-tank morning dive off Bimini. come in for lunch. In the afternoon, we're going to run a special wild dolphin snorkel encounter. If you don't want to do that, you can hang by the pool with you and the mermaid and me and do a little scuba radio live remote party Saturday night. If you're going back Sunday, head back Sunday. If you're going to stay, we'll do like a two-tank trip down to the Victories in Tuna Alley down south off Cat K. It's going to be mucho fun, my friend.
Yes.
And it's a bargain. 3-day, two-night is $592. A 4-day, three-night is $769. That is per person. Includes the round-trip air out of Lauderdale. Your Bahamian departure tax isn't included, but the U.S. taxes are. Accommodations and our new guest rooms and facilities, the booze cruise, the two-tank dives a day, the wild dolphin encounter.
It really
it's
is.
It's going to be a hoot, man.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. I know if you've ever had the opportunity to hang with Neil in the past, you know exactly what I'm talking about. However, if you haven't, you need to definitely mark it off the list. And I got to say, the price you guys have put together for this package for the weekend is quite impressive to include all that stuff, Neil, including the airfare from Fort Lauderdale, huh?
You got it. You got it, man. That's because I want all my buddies to come over and party with us.
There you go. There you go. Well, it'll be our 14-year anniversary. It's really an excuse to go diving with Neil in the Bahamas at the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. And you know, when we were there for New Year's Eve, I don't know if the trend is starting to develop here, but last time we celebrated New Year's Eve, now we're going to celebrate our anniversary. What kind of holiday or special event can we plan for next time?
Greg's birthday.
Any happy hour
My birthday.
Day. Any day ending with
why? Okay. I like the way you think there, Neil. All right, good deal. Well, thanks for the update, and man, I can't wait. I look forward to doing right. that, buddy.
Well, hey, look, 800-867-4764.
Yes?
800-867-4764, or sales at guyharveyoutpost.com. You can go to the website, biggameclubbimini.com. And we only got 3 weeks. It's kind of a short notice, but let's put it together and have some fun.
Absolutely. All the details are right there on the front page at scubaradio.com as well. So make sure you get there, call up Neil and the gang, and get it squared away. All right. Thanks, Neil. Thanks for the update. All right. So a lot of stuff to cover on today's show. Like I said, we're going to talk to Carl Fismer here in just a bit, who is a world-renowned treasure hunter. He worked with Mel Fisher back in the day. He's been traveling the world and finding some new stuff here lately. Also, we're going to check in with a guy who's developed a new app for your iPhone with a diving twist. Pretty cool little thing. I mean, it's like, you know, coffee table book. Your typical, well, I wouldn't say typical because the photography is pretty remarkable from this guy. He's an old friend of mine named Brandon Cole. Met him on a shark diving trip in the Bahamas years ago. And we've stayed in touch somewhat throughout the years, and he's actually coming out with a coffee table-type book for divers that will actually be on your iPhone or iPad or iTouch. So it's kind of like an e-book type of thing with a bunch of dive-related pictures, marine life, and things like that. So we're going to talk to him about that here in just a bit. And remember, also, this lady who's not happy with the movie Sanctum. Yes, that James Cameron film, I was talking about it last week on the show. I liked it. As a diver, I just thought it was kind of cool, and I liked how they pointed out some of the elements of diving, some of the technical things you have to consider when you go to diving, like you know, the DCS sickness, the bends, that kind of stuff, and teaching people how to dive. Now, sure, was some of it a little hokey in certain points? I thought, yeah, maybe, but I was kind of surprised how much detail they did throw into the movie that they did, but evidently she was not a big fan. She thought it portrayed cave divers, irresponsible, or I don't know. Well, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she has an issue with it, and we're going to find out why and maybe talk about some of her cave diving experience in its own right. Now, just a little program note, and we just mentioned New Year's Eve. I mean, New Year's Eve. No, we mentioned our anniversary, April 1st. The weekend before, 2 weeks from today, we will be at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey One of the largest, if not the largest, consumer dive show in the United States. I'm really looking forward to going up there and hanging out with our Jersey diver friends. If you're in the area, come on out. We'll have our mermaids. We'll have the scuba cowboy playing, and we'll have a few giveaways. We're giving away an Explorer Adventure liveaboard again, as well as some Nanook protective cases with the Scuba Radio logo embroidered on them. So make sure that you look for us at Beneath the Sea here in a couple weeks. And then the weekend after that, of course, we have our anniversary show. But if you want to plan a little bit further out, as you should, you need to plan to join us on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. That is September 17th. The Saba St. Kitts itinerary is what we're doing. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board with us as well. And it is going to be quite an adventure. You will not want to miss it. If you have never been able to join us on one of these scuba cruises before, trust me, you will thank me at the end of the trip, if nothing else, if for no other reason, because I gave you a bunch of free stuff. Because we usually hook everybody up on the boat pretty well. And that's on top of the fact that you have some world-class diving. And that itinerary that goes from the island of St. Kitts and ends up in St. Martin, and you stop off at the island of Saba and spend a day or so diving around there and actually doing a little land-based tour. I got to say, the itinerary for this liveaboard cruise that Explorer Ventures does is my favorite. I've done it. This will be my fourth trip, I believe, on that itinerary. I love it that much. So September 17th, make sure you book it. All the details are right there at scubaradio.com, or you can go to exploreventures.com and tell them that you want to dive with Greg and the gang from Scuba Radio, and they'll hook you up. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Okay, so this Sunday, you got to spring ahead for daylight savings time. And Divers Alert Network uses this every year as a little reminder to remind you, as we get ready for the dive season, 10 things to do before your next dive. So let's run through them and educate our listeners accordingly. You think, Bill?
I am prepared emotionally and metaphysically for this journey.
10 things you can do to spring clean and ensure you're ready for your next dive.
Now, let's start with that. Is it some things that we can do or things that we should do? Because Dan's all about telling us things we should do.
Well, yeah, I think it's it should, for sure. So you have to take that into account. But I'm thinking if Dan's suggesting it, it's probably things you should do. And it shouldn't take too lightly.
Correct.
So let's just start with number one. Get your gear serviced. Of course. That makes sense.
Especially if you have men in the water this winter.
Yeah, well, if you're a warm water wuss like myself and Bill, that would apply to us.
Right. If you've been waiting for the weather to warm up, now's the time to go and get your equipment serviced. And don't wait until just before you've got a trip planned.
That's right.
Because that is a mistake I made. Last year when we went, I went and I got my equipment serviced, but it took longer than they said, and I suppose that happens sometimes.
Well, yeah.
And if it takes longer than you said, then sometimes you end up leaving for your trip without your equipment, and that happened to me.
Yeah, well, it was getting ready for lobster season too, wasn't it?
We were gonna go for a weekend in lobster season, and then we were going away for a trip, and I thought I was gonna get back in time for lobster season. I didn't even get it in time for the trip.
Right. And that was because they were slammed, because all the other divers were doing the same thing Bill was. So use the spring, use now is the time to get in there and get it done before you need it. It's always better to be prepared sooner than later. All right, so number two, focus on fitness. All right, come on, that's self-explanatory. It's the spring. You should be trying to shed those pounds for the summer anyway, right? Right, ladies? You know what I'm talking about. When I say ladies, I mean the guys, too. I mean, we just kind of have that common bond. And number three, get a physical. That's not a bad idea to do every spring as well, so you know there aren't any hidden elements or ailments creeping up on you that you're not really aware of, and then you get in the water and create a problem. All right, more on this list next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 211. It is unwise to wave your dive knife about wildly while yelling at the top of your lungs, "How'd you like me to cut your belly open and show you all the black stuff you got in there?"
When I do, boy, God bless you.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you feeling today, Nick?
Green, actually.
Queasy?
Eco-conscious.
A man of the world.
Well, if you mean a man who cares about it, then yeah, I guess so.
I think everyone cares, but sometimes it feels a bit overwhelming. I mean, does everything we're supposed to do really make a difference?
Sure it does. It may not be easy to see on an individual level, but collectively, sure does add up.
I hear divers talk a lot about being environmentally conscious because we're the ones in the best position to protect the oceans. But what can divers really do to be eco-friendly?
Quite a bit, really, and it only takes a very little bit of effort.
Like what?
Start with streamlining your gear. It's simple, but it makes a difference because it protects reefs from damage done by dragging equipment.
I know what you mean, but streamlining equipment isn't enough. I mean, divers need to make sure they're streamlined as well. I've seen plenty of damage done by folks dragging fins or flat out kneeling down to take photos or get a closer look.
And you're absolutely right. That segues right into buoyancy control, since controlling that not only protects the environment, it protects you too.
You mean from stuff like cuts, scrapes, fire coral?
Exactly.
Streamlining probably contributes to keeping you free from entanglement and other hazards too, doesn't it?
That is absolutely correct.
Well, what else can divers do?
You know, Greg, sometimes it comes down to what they don't do. For example, not touching things like marine life, anchor lines, and coral can protect not only you from stings and bites, but it protects them from damage as well. This is an especially good approach into avoiding problems with those small little critters that may live in anchor lines and on reefs.
But what about things like lobstering and spearfishing?
If you're doing that kind of diving, make sure you're adhering to local game laws to ensure future generations are available for others.
There's got to be some stuff we can all do topside as well.
Oh, that's a whole topic unto itself. But one of the easiest ways to have a positive impact is to participate in cleanup days.
Which you can find in a lot of places these days.
Yes, and you'd be amazed by the difference your contributions can make on that front.
How about any other tips?
Like I said earlier, environmental tips outside of diving are a topic unto themselves. However, I would like to recommend doing some research to see what ideas you can incorporate into your lifestyle. The internet's a good place to start. Or you could keep an eye on Dan as we share ideas and information that we come across. But however you do it, just remember that each small change an individual makes adds up to a big collective impact.
The bottom line is that if we don't take care of the environment in which we dive, we won't have it down the road.
Spoken like a man of the world.
Being an environmentally aware diver, both in and out of the water, protects not only the world we all love to inhabit, but yourself as well. Take these simple steps and surprise yourself at what a difference they make, especially when we take them together. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, good information right there for sure. And let's just continue on with our top 10 things you should do before your next dive as we spring forward into daylight savings time. This is another little press thing that Dan puts out every time this time of year. And we've already covered the first three. One being get your gear serviced. Two, focus on your fitness. Three, get a physical. In case you're not really sure what's ailing you or there's something creeping up on you and you don't find out until after you go to the doctor, and just do a routine physical. This is a good time of year. Just do that before the dive season kicks in.
And once you get to be a man of a certain age, you get a little bit of that probing action.
Yes, yeah, Bill. I feel your pain. Literally. Well,
No. No, you are not feeling it literally.
Hey.
That is not true.
All right, so let's continue with this top ten. Four.
Moon River.
Plan your travel. I'm just moving forward.
Wise.
Plan your travel. Get as far away from Bill as you can when he starts singing songs like that. No, you know, this is a great time to look for great deals for the summer for diving. Whether it's joining us at Bimini for our 14-year anniversary. I mean, we got a whole list of things you can join us on alone just by going to scubaradio.com. Now is the perfect time. I mean, we're planning our travel for the year right now. And several of them are already in place. So we're already doing that on our own. But you should be doing this as well. And before you know it, the summer's going to be here, and you're going to go, hey, maybe we should have went there. Well, that's because you weren't paying attention today. So plan your travel. All right, next one. Update your Dan membership.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you shouldn't get in the water unless you're a Dan member. And maybe you got automatic renewal on your membership. Maybe not. Maybe now's the time to just kind of do a little update and check out your Dan membership or, Dan insurance. All right, number six, continue your education. I'm actually working on a trip right now. I don't know if I can say it just yet. I guess I could tease it. I'm flirting with the idea of expanding my diving horizons on a rebreather. Yes.
Well, I know you've thought about rebreathers a lot.
I have
investigated them. You're intrigued by them.
I've done it twice. I've done like these Discover rebreather things twice. I am considering doing a full-fledged rebreather course. It's we're in talks, let's put it that way. And we'll have details for you coming up. But the whole idea is to continue educating. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, hey, I haven't done this before. I want to learn how to do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Discover rebreathing things are always fine. They're a little taste. But you really need to know what you're doing to play with that stuff effectively and safely. And I figure it might be a good idea just to go through a full-fledged course and do it. So I'm doing it. I'm going to look at continuing my education. A good diver's always learning. That's what they say. So now's the time to kind of take stock in that and work it. Number seven, next thing is take stock. Not stock in Dan, necessarily, but have you... taking your gear to ensure that you have everything you need. You know, look at what you have. Is it time for an upgrade on a regulator? Is it time to replace that worn out BC? So take stock in your gear, your first aid equipment, whatever you travel with when you're diving. This is a good time of year to just kind of analyze it all. All right, number eight they list is rallying the troops. So this is the time where you need to reach out to your dive buddies or maybe try to recruit some new ones.
Get
a friend of yours that isn't diving. You know, it's always like going, man, you have the life, man. You're a diver. Rope him in. He could be your dive buddy or she could.
So, but if it's a she and you're a guy, don't actually tie her up.
Well, yeah, unless, you know, she's into that. But rallying the troops. Rallying your dive buddies. Okay, number nine, they list as staying in touch. If you're one of thousands already connected with Dan on Facebook and Twitter, log in today and join the ranks. You know, Dan's on Facebook as well as Scuba Radio. That's how we connect with a lot of our listeners and fellow divers. And now's the time to kind of get out there and think about that as well. So stay in touch. And then number 10, just remember that Dan is always here for you. No matter where you go or how deep you dive this summer, remember Dan is there when you need him. Whether it's for emergency assistance or just to answer a question, you know, Dan is the place to go, dan.org. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the hotline, which your membership funds, and the travel assist, which are two big elements to your DAN membership.
But that's not it.
I mean, the hotline's free to everyone.
Right. Absolutely.
But your DAN membership does fund that. But the travel assist you get, if you get have to be evacuated, you know, those make membership in DAN well worth the, you know, the $30 or thereabouts to be a member. However, just being able to call up DAN if you have a general question, they are a wealth of information where you can literally call them up on the non-emergency number.
Yeah, it's not a 911. It isn't. There's a lot more information than just, yeah, help, I think something bad happened to me on my last dive.
Right. And if you just go to the website, a lot of the frequently asked questions will answer a ton of the issues that, you know, you may already have thought about, whether it was sinuses or ear trouble or
breast implants.
Exactly. All that is on their website at dan.org, believe it or not. So it's a wealth of information. Top 10 things to do before your next dive. There you go. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, thanks, Tim. Yeah, I'm not sure where he's hanging right now. I don't think he's on the Turks and Caicos boat anymore, but I'm sure he's out there working someplace, some exotic destination. Where diving is his main passion. We're going to hopefully connect here with Big Wave Dave and the Be a Diver pool that's been out on tour. He was down there at the Miami Beach Boat Show a few weeks ago, and then he took, a little R&R and went to some crazy place halfway around the world.
Germany.
Is that? Oh, okay, well, that's halfway around the world. Was it Germany, though? I thought he was going diving someplace. Was this not a dive trip?
Or I didn't get the impression it was a dive trip.
Oh, maybe what? Maybe this is a drinking trip, which, you know, Dave's into his beer.
Das Februarfest, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He was doing a little, he was preparing for Oktoberfest. So, so we'll find out what's going on with him. Also coming up, this guy's developed a new app for, your iPhone, iTouch, or iPad, an ebook for divers or just people who like underwater photography. Really cool stuff. That's coming up as well. Oh, and actually we got Dave on the line. Dave, so you're just back from Germany. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, I was actually over there for a little holiday vacation, and now I'm back working here at the Washington, D.C. Travel Show.
All right, yeah, the Washington, D.C. Travel Show. There you go. So you're there. Let's kind of recap where you've been, and then we'll get into a little bit of what you're doing today, because you have been traveling quite a bit. Now, did you go to Germany right before you went, or right after you left the Miami Boat Show? Is that
the
deal?
Yeah, basically, after I left Miami, I drove up here to D.C. and dropped off the truck and trailer, the Beta Ever trailer, and headed over there for my wife's sister's 50th anniversary, and then spent 4 days in Cologne for Carnival.
Ah, nice. Yeah, I knew you were going to some crazy place. I thought it was a dive thing, but that sounds like more of a family drinking thing.
Well, you know, last time I did a non-dive vacation was 10 years ago, so I guess, you know, every 10 years you got to do something besides diving.
Exactly. Well, you've deserved it, for sure. And let's talk about the Miami Boat Show, because, I mean, that was one of the first times we had the Bia Diver Pool out there at a boating event, which you would think these events kind of go hand in hand. And I was there the first day of the show. I was kind of impressed with all the dive operators from South Florida that showed up, and folks like Divers Alert Network, and of course yourself, where they had the Bia Diver Pool there. How was it received? Because Thursday is preview day. That's like, you know, a day that you don't really, can't really gauge how the show went. How did the boaters, you know, react to seeing the pool and participate in learning how to dive, like over Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had Tarpon Lagoon and Grove Scuba Tour, demon members out there staffing the pool. We had NBC come out and do live coverage in the pool with my full face, you know, using the OTS mask communications. People love the diving. I mean, either they stop by just because they were divers to let us know and do some maybe advanced class shopping, or just try it for the first time.
Nice. Did you have a lot of boaters there that actually jumped in and gave it a whirl? Or how?
Quite a few, and both, again, a high percentage of the boaters were divers already, too.
Right. Well, that would make sense. Yeah, you got to get to the dive site somehow. So I'm sure, well,
there was... I tell you, this weekend we're in Washington, D.C. The pool has been packed, lots of adults. I mean, this is the happening market up here.
Yeah. Now, what is this particular show? That you said this is a travel show or an adventure show or what?
Well, it's adventure travel, so it's not more your cruise ship that's going to Africa or, you know, Bonaire or over to the Philippines or to Sipadon. So it's, you know, for traveling all over the world. And we've got the pool set up. We've got five local dive stores here from the area staffing the pool. Lots of great staff. Like I'm looking at the dock, we got five people swimming and five people getting ready to slide in.
Excellent. You know, that's one of the things about the Bia Diver Pool that, you know, we probably don't talk about enough on the show, is that how it does, so to speak, rally the troops in the local areas that you bring the pool to with the dive operators, and kind of gives them a little juice to kind of, you know, turn on the local population to diving at these big events that are hosting, large crowds like this thing in D.C. That's one of the neat things about the pool, right? It, kind of the industry support.
Well, yeah, to give you an idea, this week alone, we've had about 125 in the pool, but the five dive stores have probably got nameless for another 500 people. That, you know, maybe somebody doesn't want to get their hair left today or aren't really, you know, interested in jumping in today, but they're building future class leads, doing summer camps, just all kinds of crazy stuff going on here.
Yeah, well, and just the fact that people walk by and see it and go, whoa, hey, I never thought about that diving thing. Maybe I ought to give it a shot. And then, of course, there are reporters.
We've done a D.C. show before, and I tell you, we get a lot of adults here just getting in by the water themselves. It's definitely the right demographics that we want to see in diving.
Yeah, so is Obama coming by, you think? Isn't that nearby? Isn't he nearby?
Yeah, you know, you never know, but with that tragedy we've had recently in the world, you know, I'm sure he's got his mind and other things.
Yeah, he might be distracted. That would be understandable. Well, maybe next year. Maybe even next year you're up there. You may put a call into the White House, invite him over for a free dip. Dip in the pool.
No, I don't know. He's a Chicago Bear fan. You know, maybe the cheesehead.
Oh, yeah. Well, just don't tell him. Just get him in the water and then threaten to drown him if he doesn't convert.
Do not even say these words.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Three Secret Service agents at the front door of the studio. Who knew?
Hey,
who knew they'd be that fast?
Hey, do you know Will Smith?
Nope.
The Men in Black. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the same.
It's not the same guys?
Not the same.
Oh, man.
Different
All right,
guys.
Well, it's beadiver.com. You can follow Big Wave Dave's progress across the country. Where are you off to next, Dave?
Actually, driving home and then flying out to the second pool off to Los Angeles for the LA Travel Show. Been home for a few weeks, get everything repacked for the Outdoor Summer Show and start out in Naples, Florida. And, you know, we've got the schedule up for the summer. We're also adding stuff all the time.
All right, good deal. Well, thanks for the update and have fun there in D.C., my friend.
And maybe we'll cross our paths sometime soon again. Otherwise, we'll see you in Fall at Demon.
All right, there you go.
It's only a matter of time before he's doing bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, it could happen. That'd be quite a little attraction. Better than a pony.
Oh, it beats a pony or one of them jump houses.
Learn how to dive. Why not? All right, the movie Sanctum. Does it portray cave divers as a bunch of yahoos? That's what one lady seems to think, and we'll get to the bottom of it in hour two.
One lady with a PhD and an Esquire after her name.
You go.
One lady.
We'll get to the bottom of it in hour two on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.